Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. It is always very special to come in here and do a show on a holiday. One of my favorite holidays.
Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
Yay!
That's right.
Woo!
And I thought it would be a lot of fun to do something for the kids on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's
today.
That's really what you're all about, isn't
which
it?
Which would be a lot of fun because this has become very popular this year to talk about Christopher Columbus, the man that we have celebrated since I've been a little kid.
Yes.
You know, we've celebrated forever for discovering the United States.
Well, didn't he discover the Bahamas?
The Bahamas.
Same difference.
He
yeah.
didn't discover Dick,
yeah.
To be perfectly honest with you. And that's why today we're sharing with you the... seven myths and the seven atrocities of Christopher Columbus.
Oh, I love when you bring atrocities to the show, Mike. It wouldn't be Columbus Day without it.
Well, you know what I want to do is I want to educate our listening audience. And
sure.
I caught this over the weekend on a blog. And then I watched a show. I don't know the name of it. It's one of them left-wing liberal shows where they were talking all about Christopher Columbus. In 1492, he sailed the ocean blue. So goes the
right,
nursery
that's the
school
old,
rhyme.
The old song.
But Columbus also committed numerous crimes against humanity that we never learned about in school. And since we're celebrating Columbus, I would like to share these myths and atrocities.
Oh, we're good.
First of all, Columbus never once reached the mainland United States.
Not
what?
Even.
He did not discover.
Not the, even after he.
No.
Wow.
No, I'm looking at a map right now that shows where he went. Down all over the Caribbean. And
well,
South America.
It was beautiful.
And
he's
stuff
like, oh,
like
this
that.
Place is great.
Well, he bought an all-inclusive.
So the, sandals.
The man we celebrate today, never discovered America. The closest he got was Cuba. That was on his first voyage, even on his second, third, and fourth voyages. See, I didn't even know he had four voyages.
I didn't either.
Columbus reached Central America and the island of Hispaniola, now Haiti and the Dominican Republic. But it wasn't until April of 1513 when Europeans first set foot on the mainland U.S., when Juan Ponce de Leon sailed to Florida from Puerto Rico. And so anyway, that's it. He didn't do it.
Well, what is
jerk.
That, like a good press agent or something?
How does know what? You never know how somebody becomes famous like this.
This guy gets a day.
Are you ready? That was only the first. That was only the first
Mike,
thing I wanted to
I
show
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
That's an atrocity.
It is an atrocity. Here's something else that's great that he did.
Yes?
He misrepresented the natives who rescued him as cannibals. So the native people that rescued him when he shipwrecked,
yes.
when he was helped, he misrepresented them as cannibals so that he could enslave them.
That's,
oh,
you know
man.
What? That's atrocious.
This is true. It's an
Well, I wanted to mix it up. You know, they're not all.
I've missed you. It's good to have you here. Upon his arrival to the Bahamas, Christopher Columbus wrecked the Santa Maria, and the native population worked for hours to rescue the crew and their cargo. Despite the natives' kindness, Columbus's mind immediately went to how profitable enslaving the native population would be. And in his journal, Columbus himself, he kept meticulous journals.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we know all this stuff. He wrote, "With 50 men, they can all be subjugated and made to do what is required of them."
Oh,
he was
man.
A wonderful human being. Okay,
he worked so hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Despite the natives' kindness and hospitality, Columbus later described the indigenous population as cannibals when he wrote in 1493, "They are evil, and I believe they are from the island of Caribe, and they eat men." That was a lie.
That he just made it up.
He made it up.
Propaganda.
Right.
Yeah.
Columbus Day.
Now, we've heard Donald Trump talk about the people coming into this country.
Yes.
Well, apparently, Columbus's sailors were rapists and murderers.
Oh, man.
Yes. On his second voyage, he was accompanied by 1,200 men who viewed the native population as there to exploit. That's what they wanted to do. And they raped and they murdered and they killed.
This
and
guy.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next atrocity?
Yeah,
number
please,
four.
Please. Number four.
Columbus. Number four. Columbus massacred over 250,000 natives for gold.
I'm a quarter of a million people.
I'm doing shtick here, but I had to share this because this needs to be said. What? Happy Columbus Day.
Now, the boat was small, okay? Right? These were three small boats.
I don't even know
and
if there were three.
He slaughtered the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
He right. slaughtered a quarter of a million people?
Yes, yes.
All garbage cans.
Columbus,
that's what he said.
You ready for number five?
Yes.
Columbus sold children into sex slavery.
That's what not okay.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is a dick
I can't
move.
Even make a, right. a bad joke about
After
that.
After several voyages and raping and pillaging, Columbus and his men grew increasingly depraved. When he was replaced as governor of Hispaniola and recalled back to Spain in 1500, he wrote in a casual tone of how he provided sex slaves to his men, some of whom were small children,
Ugh.
For a high price.
Man.
Good guy.
This is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
I have no idea why you're playing that.
Just, he might have been aboard. I don't know.
We're almost at the end here. Number six, Columbus fed natives to dogs.
Oh, no.
Did you guys know anything about
no.
this?
No.
Krister, the man we celebrate, we have a day in his honor. This yeah. is the kind of stuff that never gets changed in the United States, okay? This is wrong. This is
wrong.
Someone has to put legislation
yes.
forward and bag this day.
But
keep the holiday, keep the stores, but don't call it Columbus Day. You got to rename it, for
yeah.
God's
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, close school, though.
Yeah, yes, close school.
Do
yes.
close school.
Yeah.
I loved Columbus Day because out of the blue, it would show up
right.
on the calendar. You're like, oh, no,
in the
school.
In the book, A Dog's History of America, author Max Durr described the horrific pastime of Columbus and his men using dogs to hunt natives instead of foxes. Jesus. Isn't that amazing? And, and number seven, Columbus, the
yes.
man we celebrate, the man we have a day. Today, Columbus Day.
We have a jingle.
Columbus Day.
I mean, really?
He was brought back to Spain as a prisoner, but was immediately pardoned. News of the atrocities by Columbus's men, along with his mismanagement of the island's resources, created enough outrage that in 1500, he was stripped of his official title as governor of Hispaniola and ordered back to Spain in chains. But King Ferdinand liked Columbus so much. It's always that
yes.
when you're human beings.
Power, man.
Who you know, baby.
And
okay?
also, didn't he sort of bone Isabella? I mean, like, seduce her to get the boats?
I have no idea.
I think he did.
All I know, in just 8 years... Christopher Columbus managed to begin the eradication of an entire indigenous population, put the transatlantic slave trade into motion, and established precedent for centuries of raping and pillaging by other European colonists. Rather than observing Columbus Day, we should take after Seattle, Washington, Richmond, California, Lawrence, Kansas, and other cities and observe Indigenous Peoples Day instead.
Man.
I
agree.
So I would like to name this Native American Day. We are celebrating Native Americans, and Christopher Columbus can lick it.
I agree.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I like
sure.
that.
Yeah.
How do we celebrate on this show, then?
We're going to feed pony to the dogs.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sally hung around the Broadway area and tried to break into broadcasting, but the only roles she ever seemed to wind up with were in the bedroom. Then one day, as she would later tell her biographer, the voice of God told her to take diction lessons, and her whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
No, no, no. The cannons roar. The cannons roar.
The cannons roar. Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Sally practiced faithfully every day for many months. Her natural speech was a great obstacle to get over. Yet through diligence and perseverance, plus a rather special, intimate knowledge of many Broadway personalities, it was only a question of time before she emerged a full-blown star.
And now, the makers of Lady Lydia Facial Cream bring you Sally White and her gay white way.
Good evening, and cheers to you all out there. My first exclusive. Clark Gable was in town this week in uniform. And where did he go? To El Morocco, naturally. That brunette on his arm was Lolly Hayes, an up-and-coming starlet. Hope you had fun, Clark.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital. We really are all coming to
We're here.
From the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Well, I was in my hotel room this morning and using my Harry's razor.
Yeah.
I really was.
Yeah.
I love Harry's. You will too. I love waking up in the morning because Harry's is there with me. I say, hello, Harry. I actually talk to my razor.
You talk to it? Yeah.
I do. I said, hello, Harry. You going to shave me today? Thank you. Well, I wake up to a better shave, a razor that feels great in my hand and on my face, and I wake up knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. No more money down the drain. No more lousy razors slicing up my face. Harry's.com was started by two guys who are passionate about creating a better shaving experience. And right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first purchase of a starter set by using the TMOS code at checkout. That means you get a razor, three high-quality German-engineered blades. Hey, German, we've got a German here today.
We do.
Very exciting.
Got our eye on him.
Yes. Here's what you're going to get. I digressed. I'm sorry. I'm excited. You get a razor, three high-quality German-engineered blades, a bottle of the best shaving cream ever, shipped straight to your door for just $10. How do they do it? Harry's bought a razor factory in Germany.
It's just your thumbs up.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything's
not used to having
different
you right
perspective.
Here.
Different
sorry
perspective.
About that. Anyway, they do a great job at Harry's. Say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables. Say hello to Harry's high quality blades at a price you'll love. Go to Harry's.com right now.
Nice.
And enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $10 with the code TMOS at checkout. Remember, Harry's.com and the code TMOS. It's the best. That's the bust, everybody. We are very, very excited because not only is the gang all together here at our studio in Washington, D.C.
Welcome home, Mike.
It's great to be home. It's wonderful to be here. We are also joined by our lone radio affiliate, Mr. Steve. And we don't call the radio station our affiliate. We call Steve Bridges our affiliate. Mm. He is the man that has believed in the Mike O'Mara Show forever. He has been an advocate for our show. He has supported us over the years, and he's been a good friend to all of us. We have made road trips out to Iowa on multiple occasions, and he is here visiting Washington, D.C., and we're going to get his story. But, Steve, it's great to have you here. How are you, Mr. Bridges?
I don't want to be treated any differently than any other radio affiliate.
We will not treat you any differently. But you're the man. It's good to have you.
Oh, it's great. No, we've had a good time. Been here since drove in.
You drove from Iowa.
Yeah, drove from
cheaper
Iowa.
Cheaper to drive than to fly.
We did that in an RV one time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I traded the gas.
nice. Traded out the gas. That's the way to do it. That's so that, let me see if I got that right. That's Indiana and Ohio and
West Virginia.
West
Pennsylvania,
Virginia. Pennsylvania.
West Virginia.
Yeah. And then back down here. And you've got Steve has a fascinating story that I don't know all the details about, but it concerns a long-lost brother and a brother from Germany and coming to Washington, D.C., and going out with Rob Spiewak, and just a lot going on that we're going to cover in a second here. So it's going to be a lot of fun to talk to you, because I want to hear about this. You have a long-lost brother that you've never met, right? And then you're meeting him this week?
No, I'm meeting a brother that I haven't seen in
estranged.
30 years.
30-some years.
Oh, wow. What happened?
You know, we got kids and things to do, and then we record this program every morning.
All right. Man never leaves the radio station. It's rare to get him out of
Iowa. That's true.
So we will get to that in a second. I want to give you a whole segment, but I wanted to say hi to my cohorts today and just welcome. It's great to be here, guys, in
great
the studio.
To see you.
And it wouldn't be me if I didn't start the show by by discussing promotion, radio promotion.
We've got an event this Wednesday.
Yes.
That's right. We're all going to be at the Mad Fox Tap Room in Glover Park this Wednesday from 6 to 9, and I'm excited about that. I really, really hope that
you can come. Do you know the address?
No, what is the address?
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
That's right. Northwest.
I want to thank you guys for, we've had a lot going on. We've got, I was recently on a show called 207
yes.
Up in Maine. We were promoting that. We had a wonderful comedian in studio on Friday. We were promoting that. And we want to promote our Mad Fox Tap Room.
Yes.
So I want to discuss the way things are promoted on this show.
Oh, nice.
Okay, show meeting.
So I want to thank Rob and Oscar for holding down the fort on Friday. They were here, and you guys did the show while I was in transit, and that happens a lot because it's just a lot of driving. Well over 10 hours to get from point A to point B, and I do it by car. I don't take a plane, and I'm still actually figuring out how to move around the country and get to everywhere I want to be. So over the weekend, when I finally let the dust settle and I arrived down here, I decided that I would just check out how we're promoting everything, and this is the way certain things are promoted on the show, because Rob and Oscar were in here with a comedian named Steve Byrne. And Steve Bridges, I'll throw this out to you. So this is on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page, right?
Yes.
And this is the way their show on Friday was promoted. I'll give you an example. We put something on every day about the show. Okay, so, and Rob talks about the music that he plays on the show, and we give little Facebook posts about all this stuff, how we're going to do this. So, example, the last show I was on was last Thursday, and the headline is, Harry Carey returns to the ring dang do, go Cubbies.
Yeah.
MikeOMaraShow.com, okay?
Yes.
So that's promoting the last show that I was on. The show that Oscar and Rob were on without me is promoted like this. What an incredible time having Steve Byrne in studio on today's TMOS. Steve talks, gives us an inside look at comedy, confirms the Mike O'Mara Show's opinion about Jerry Seinfeld, and tells us how he really feels about alternative comedians. He even throws Rob Spiewak a bone and pretends to like Dean Martin. Steve Byrne performs at the DC Improv Comedy Club this weekend. Buy a ticket and sell out the house. DCImprov.com. That was, and you heard mine, Harry Carey's on the ring dang do, Mike O'Mara.
Does that say who posted what?
Now that was posted by Rob Ford.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So and he posted it again. Hold on.
The ring dang
do? There's another one.
Oh,
there's
more.
There were two posts about the Friday show that these guys did together. On today's Friday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show, we have the pleasure of being joined in studio by the very funny comedian Steve Byrne. He was amazing. Steve will be at the DC Improv Comedy Club this weekend. Get your tickets at DCImprov.com and let's sell this show out for him. Thanks again to Steve, and thanks to the DC Improv. Now, I also mentioned that I was on the 207, and they posted the second interview was on TV. Really good way to promote the show for all of our listeners to see it. And Rob decided to post something like that. The Mike O'Mara Show, to let everybody know when my TV interview, which was really like a promotion for the show.
Right.
And Rob posted on October 8th at 10:03, part two. You, Rob. You. I sat there and looked at Carla. I said, I get it. That's what he put. He put, you're going to have a little editing to do, Pony. That's what you put.
But then there's
and
the
then
link
put,
and it says,
there's nothing. No one would know.
A dick.
No one would look at the part two.
No, it puts up
nothing
the
to do
preview.
With me, part two.
It puts up the preview picture and it says the 207.
It says part two. Let me bring your attention to... What an incredible time having Steve Byrne in studio. That's what Rofo wrote October 9th at 5 p.m. I'll take the same treatment that
I have a question, if you don't mind.
Yes, go
and
ahead.
Let's, for clarity's sake, for the listener and maybe, God willing, a new listener.
Right.
Let's call Rofo,
yes,
and Rob Spiewak, Rob Spiewak.
Okay,
right?
Just very good. Yes, okay. Rofo is the intern,
yes,
that, you know.
So Rofo, did Rofo post the two over-the-top detailed posts?
Yes.
Yes.
And then the two meh posts?
But the Rob Spiewak posts were for... For Harry Carey, Rob posted, Harry Carey returns to the ring-dang
Go Cubbies. You're reading it wrong. You're reading it wrong. The way that should be read
Harry
is...
Harry Carey returns to the ring-dang do.
No, and it
Go
was...
Cubbies and click here. That's it.
Harry Carey returns to the ring-dang do, and it was a return because you haven't done him in years.
So let me see if they were published about this. Yeah, October 8th at 10:02, October 8th at 10:03.
Yeah, so
part two. That was the one that was.
I guess what I'm trying to put together, because this is new to me as well, right?
Yes,
right. Mm-hmm. Is maybe because I really believe that Rofo's posts paint a great picture, right?
Well, they tell people what they're going to click on.
Rob,
the...
why the brevity?
Because he's
why
got
the,
things to
why
do.
Why the brevity, Rob?
He's got things to do. He's got places to go. He's
I
got
stand
people to
by.
See.
I stand by 100%. I stand by the Harry Carey.
What
post.
About the part two?
Part two, because we had already promoted part one, and we said that part two was on the way. We talked about it on the show. We played clips on the show, and it says part two, and then there was a preview picture of Mike and the
guy. Okay.
And so it says what it was.
Oh, and also there is a timeline for when these posts. Okay?
Oh, now
like,
we're digging.
Example,
deeper.
Well, October 7th at 11:29.
Yes.
At, you know, half an hour before midnight, probably not. That's when the Mad Fox Brewery post was put up by Rob. 1 week from tonight, Wednesday, October 14th, Mike, Oscar, and Rob will be meeting and greeting you at the Mad Fox Tap Room. That's, you know, that's all the detail that's in there. But it's not a real, there's not
you
a
want
lot
a,
of,
you want more of a sell.
No, there's not
a
lot
you're
of
looking
sell.
For sell. Or maybe watch part two now.
Okay. You know what? Some urgency. But
yes.
For the Mad Fox Brewery, I put up a picture of the Three Stooges, which called some attention to it. Pictures of beer, something that
was
would be,
nice.
That
yes.
Was, that
I
was,
remember that. I remember that.
Now, that was something that
so
I
that's
did put
one out of three.
One out of three. Yes. There you go. You know, that'll get you in the Hall of Fame. Right there.
I'm trying to get
that
into
334.
So why do you hate Mike?
You know, it's hard to say, but we've been together so long.
You don't care. You don't care about anything I do. You care about what you do. That's it. You care about what you do. The thing is, the bonus show. Bonus show number 244, October 2nd. However, Friday, it should be pointed out, Friday's show. On today's Friday edition of the Mike O'Meara Show, we have the pleasure of being joined in the studio. But that's Rofo.
See, that's Rob Ford, and he was
that's
excited
Rofo.
Because a celebrity talked to him. Be fair, he was. He made a joke at his expense,
he really
and
was.
He was very, very
he
excited.
He talked about it the next night.
Oh, did he really? Yeah,
but the nice thing, Steve Bridges, the thing that's great about our show is that when I see something like this, I don't call anybody and say anything like that, because the fact is, I know I'm going to have the pleasure of coming in here and seeing them for the first time, and you know,
in
we
months,
in months, and just you know, and there are just pictures all over the place, and really, even Robert Ford, Rofo,
Robert
put
Ford.
More into this than he's put into any of his other posts.
Duly
too.
Noted.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, you know, maybe I need to take a longer hiatus. I'm thinking maybe I need to go away for because there seems to be renewed enthusiasm when I'm not here.
Only renewed enthusiasm with Rob Ford.
Yeah, only him.
Yeah, and you know what?
We should ask.
Well,
Rob
see, now
Ford.
I see a picture of him. He's sitting there with his giant head, right next to sitting right where Steve Bridges is sitting
right.
this morning, and
a brush with fame.
And was he even scheduled to come in on Friday until we found out there was going to be a guest in here? Didn't he make his way in there?
Oh yeah, just he did come
where,
here.
Yeah. By the way, where is? Oh, he texted me because you know we've got a date tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We're going to the hockey game.
Oh, I can't wait to see his post about that.
And no, he texted me. He texted me like
say?
Right before. Hey Mike, welcome to DC. I've printed the Caps tickets and everything is good to go for tomorrow. So
that's
being thoughtful. I didn't even
think. Hardworking gentleman. Saw him yesterday on a Sunday.
See, he was here on a Sunday.
Yes.
I wasn't worried about it, but you know, but still, you know, if I was Steve Byrne, it would have been,
Hey, Mike, really looking forward to going to that hockey game. Spectacular. Can't wait to see you. I can't believe we're going to be sitting next to each other in a stadium watching those games.
I printed out the tickets. Here's a screen cap. Do you want to see them?
We've got really good seats. I actually went to the seating chart inside of the stadium, and I actually checked to see, and the arena looks great. It's going to be fantastic. But I go, hey, Mike, welcome to D.C. I printed Caps tickets, and everything's good to go for tomorrow. I'm not really that big a hockey fan. I really don't want to go, but I have to go because you're the boss, and I you don't have anybody else to go at.
Dear Mike, printed out the tickets. Looking forward to putting up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really what you got.
But you, part two.
Yeah, part two is a kick in the nuts.
Part two is
kicking
literally,
the nuts.
I don't give a rat. Yeah. Almost trying not to get people to see it. No one would understand what that was.
Everyone understood what
it was. No, they did not.
Because under it, it said not. You. It said you on television.
Yeah, it just was.
And we'd already set the table. I was the one.
We'd already. He doesn't need to get that promoted for part two, even though part two was the better
you
interview.
You already did the work. Why do it again?
That was
Oscar, why post it at all if you're Oscar?
No, well, you didn't post the first one. I did.
I did post the first one.
That was the night you two were doing your little
I believe
you will see that it was shared that night by me, but I was out when it went up. I was the one that found out when it would post.
It was 6 p.m. What you don't know is that you could counter with me. Because when I when I posted it, I didn't put anything.
Well, you don't have to.
I just put the link.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're the big silly.
Yes, Mike, you're the big silly. Yeah.
You're not down to the felt.
Oscar really needs to pick a side that he's going to be on. Because he's really just swinging
this
a stick right now.
This is what he loves. This
he's
is when I come back.
In a playground, swinging
this
a stick.
Is wonderful.
That's all
right.
He's doing.
So Rob Spiewak, here it is.
All right.
We have two nights before we are going to be in Glover Park.
Right.
And I don't feel like we have promoted it properly.
Not nearly enough.
Okay. It is
how dare
on you,
Rob.
Excellent.
You have to get your ass in gear and make sure everybody knows that you are going to live with it. God knows you post every friggin' 5 seconds when you're on the toilet on your Facebook page, but we need to, we need a little
oomph.
We need some oomph.
There's been no energy about this.
Oh, I've
whatsoever.
Got a lot of heat on my page.
You got
people.
Sure.
All right, let's go to your page.
People write me directly and they say, "Hey,
Mike,
what's parking like?"
Here's what
and
you
I
do.
Say, "Hey, there are meters."
Mike, get out your infrared sensor and find the heat.
By
heat.
The way,
and the heat will be on Oscar's page.
This place is extremely easy to find.
Yeah. Oh,
I want to say that
be easier.
Because I was
you walked
up,
right by it.
I was coming up Wisconsin Avenue yesterday just to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Drove by the place, was on my way to the local CVS.
Yes.
And, it's got nice open air, kind of like the doors
open.
Yeah. Really cool location. Not as big as I thought. It's not a massive place, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And,
they're pumped to have us.
Trying to see
we're
the
also
heat.
We're all set to be right
front. Yeah. Don't see. Oh, who's that?
What's that?
Oh, somebody shared a picture of some delightful Keisha. Who's Keisha?
I haven't even been on my page in the last 2 days.
Keisha is delicious.
Isn't she lovely? Look at that. Isn't that a lovely
woman?
Oh,
I've never seen her before.
Beautiful.
Is that on my page?
Is it an HBS pinup?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Mark Levy posted that on Oscar's. And it's Keisha, yes, sir. So I don't know who Keisha is, but she's beautiful.
No idea.
This is
Mark
Keisha.
Levy. Stop posting on my page.
She's
No. Here we go. No, we got some. Oh, Rob Ford posted on Oscar's page.
He did?
Yeah, what
October
he said.
10th at 11:18 p.m. Steve Byrne absolutely killed tonight.
Oh, no.
At the DC Improv Comedy. What the? Did he?
No.
Jesus Christ.
We were at the show together.
You don't have to edit that.
Boy, oh boy.
No.
Boy, Rob. Rob Ford, not Rob Spiewak. Wow, that's incredible.
You know, it's funny. You know what? And when we first
Oscar did post at 8 o'clock. Let's do this. Steve Byrne.
That was a check-in. A check-in's easy.
But you know, Mike, I think when we had him up to your house in Maine, Rob Ford gets excited by things that other people aren't excited by.
Yeah. Nothing about our appearance.
No.
Well, it's my cover page.
The cover page has been up there for a while. So let's get excited, boys.
It's time.
Hey, who stopped by the venue on Thursday to make sure everything was okay? This guy.
He's pointing to himself.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you, Oscar.
You're welcome.
We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk to Steve Bridges.
Yes.
Not Steve Byrne.
No. Not Steve Byrne.
Steve Bridges is in studio, and he's amazing.
Oh, I hear it was great. Take a break. He was good, I think. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You'll never find.
Hi, I am the world famous Dennis Murphy. Please check out America. Mark and clips from the Mike O'Mara Show, the Rob and Joe Show, Cat 411, the Tony Cooking Show, and Kate and Cookies with Rob and Katie. It's the best way to keep up with more broadcasting. Produced in the Northeast, America is the best.
So, just so you know,
how new is that?
That's the debut and maybe the final airing of that promo.
Wow.
But what happened is when Marcus sent that along, he said, "Since you're using Mermelstein, thought I'd better step it up a notch." Well, if that's stepping it up, have a seat.
Yeah, and that wasn't a fidelity problem, was it?
No. Hey, I think it was beautiful.
We're going to talk about Serta a little later on.
Yes.
Big news for Serta. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Summer is gone, and it's time to get ready for the season of autumn. You see, some people call it autumn, but I call it fall. But not because of the falling leaves. I call it fall because whenever I see how great Amazon.com is, I nearly fall down.
Hey.
Amazon has everything you need for the upcoming months. Warm clothes, school supplies, costumes, and candy for Halloween, rakes, leaf blowers, and if you're smart and you think ahead, it's never too early for snow shovels, ice melter, and dazzling Christmas lights. Yeah. Shop at home, beat the crowds, and save some moolah. Plus, it's always the right time of year to buy a grandfather clock. At surprisingly affordable prices. Besides, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon page, we get a tiny percentage. So if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. It doesn't cost you any extra. It's the best way to support this show. Next time you need to buy anything, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Thanks and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you.
All right. So we got all the housekeeping out. We can promote that maybe, you know, get a few people out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, we're going to have a nice crowd. We're going to have
I think
nice,
you're going to be pleasantly
we're gonna
surprised.
We're going to be very, I don't think I'll be surprised. I think I'm expecting a nice little turnout, and I think it'll be great, but let's give it a little, you know.
I'm starting to think.
Don't get happy, Mike. Don't get happy.
I'm never
starting
happy.
To think we should have had Dennis voice the promo.
Boy, on that great phone of his.
Yes. You know Ooh. What? You could almost say that was in studio. That's Who knows?
That's scary.
Who knows?
That's wonderful. Yeah. But, so where did Dennis come from? Where, I mean...
On a cloud from heaven.
But, like, I mean, did is this brand new? Is this
That is. That was a Marcus Serta production.
Wow.
He was very excited. Fabulous. He said, I'm not sure you want to put a music bed on this
right.
and ruin the read. I said... I'm going to put a music bed on it.
That's terrific.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed hearing it on its one-time
truly,
airing.
Truly special.
You know, it's like that Apple commercial that they only aired during the Super Bowl.
Yes.
We're only going to air it once.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, we're all here, and we don't do this very often when we're all in our studio in Washington, D.C. And coincidentally, the same week that I am here, Steve Bridges from KCJJ in Iowa, in beautiful Iowa City, Iowa, home of the University of Iowa. Go Hawks.
Here, here.
6-0.
Big win,
6-0.
Yeah.
This is
last weekend.
This is real now. This is a real deal for the Hawks. This is going to be special. And this team, you live and die with this team. Let's talk a little Hawkeye football here. How do you, you've seen them when they've been great. You've seen them when they haven't been great. How does this team compare to great teams of the past that have turned Iowa City into, you know, Hawkeye Central? I mean, how does this team look
no,
this
I
year?
I think this team can recapture what we had in 2009,
mm-hmm.
They seem to be very cohesive.
Right.
They haven't got arrested.
Good.
This is good.
That's a plus.
Just some other students at the University of Iowa that have managed to do
but
that.
No,
you know, the first thing
Mike,
I
no
said
players.
When I saw Rob Saturday, this is true.
Right.
What does part two mean?
Nice.
Thank you.
Funny man.
Thank you very much.
Came all the way from Iowa to do that job.
That's good shtick. You know, it could be worse for some of the students at Iowa because I guess the big story this weekend is the fraternity on, is it Indiana University? I think it's the fraternity chapter where the video surfaced. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, I haven't seen the video yet.
I saw the video. And
what are they doing?
Let me just say, it is a difficult video to decipher because there's a massive gathering of young men, it appears. There also appear to be women on a centered stage in the middle of this arena of men that looks like maybe it could be in a common room at a fraternity house.
Sure.
And one of the young men is engaging in some gymnastics of he's taking an oral exam.
Wow.
And he's giving the test. He's not receiving the test.
Oh, I see.
And he is, and
2015.
They are cheering him on. Yes. And the way, from what I read about this, is that these may have been pros that were brought into this fraternity.
Ah.
And since then, the chapter of the fraternity has been revoked. Look it up for me if you can, Pony. And
yeah,
we can find out the name of
get
the
through all the filters.
We can we can figure out what chapter has been revoked. But yeah. A lot of pandemonium on college campuses. And you get Iowa, you get your share of these kids that, yeah, you report on all of it. You know, if something happens,
you live for it.
The walk of shame. I mean, they get kind of crazy. You're out there in the middle of the country, and it's the Midwest. But the best moment we had when we went to Kinnick, and you'll have to refresh my memory for the name of the alumni player that gave us a ride to and from the stadium. He was a former player.
Super nice.
And really great guy, and I don't remember his name, but we were in the car with this guy. And he's former.
I don't remember his name.
He's a former linebacker. Do you have any memory of the name, Rob, with this guy?
Bill. Was it Bill something? I actually might have his number.
So this guy gives us a lift, and as we're coming back from doing our broadcast out there and just being part of it, I was enthralled by it. The game day
big
experience.
School.
At Kinnick, and he says, and you know, by and large, there's a little drinking that goes on here, but you know, by and large, people don't really misbehave. And it was almost at that moment we saw an SUV that had driven through a storefront.
I believe the man we're looking for is Bill Windauer.
Bill Windauer, who was every bit like an old football player.
Built like a wall. And also, going back to Indiana, Alpha Tau Omega. So if you have your application in, see if you can't stop payment on that check.
Yeah, you're not going to have that fraternity
at Indiana
anymore. So it's good to have you here.
Great being here.
Things are cool in Iowa, and you have a new location for your radio station. And Tommy Lang, your former newsman, is back on KCJJ.
Yeah.
And, just tell Tommy, if you see Tommy, I'm really happy he got a new liver, and I'm really happy he's doing well. Tommy, stop the goddamn selfies.
True enough.
They are not pleasant to look at. I am tired of them. I don't want any more selfies.
Take pictures of others.
Tommy, sometimes I've read about this, Tommy, when people go through a life-threatening medical situation, as you did, they come out onto the other side a bit narcissistic. Back off, Tommy! Back off with the selfies. I'm happy you got a liver. I'm happy you're alive.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I am. So he's back on
doing the midday.
The midday show, and it's like the world according to Lang or something
it's
like that.
Hey Lang.
Hey Lang.
Hey Lang.
Who came up with that?
Lang.
Lang did.
Lang.
Hey Lang.
Katie Lang's theme song.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's right.
And
announcer is Jim Lang.
And you're still on the air, 9 hours a day on KCJ?
Yeah.
What time do you go? What time do you open the microphone in the morning at KCJJ?
Five o'clock. Go till about 10. Well, now we're going to 10:40. We've shortened the show.
10:40. That's like short for you. That's good. Well, that's good for you. Yeah. You got to slow down.
What about Cannon?
Cannon's gone.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Live in the now, Cannon's Oscar. Gone. Live in the now.
I'm sorry.
Now we're up to a Matlock.
Oh, you watch Matlock?
Modernized.
No, we're not.
So
we're
how
not.
Long have you...
And Jim, by the way, my new partner, likes you.
Are you sure about that?
He really does. No, swear he does.
Because really, the last time I was on, it was just like, can I do the news now? that's the way I felt about that. It was Jim.
You got that vibe.
And Jim is, you've known Jim for a long time, too.
He worked with me when we were in Davenport
Davenport.
And so, and then he got a
is that where
really...
the furniture was named?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
That's why it's called
That's
Davenport.
Where they made the film Sofa's Choice.
Bridger's dick. I love it.
Sofa's Choice.
Aren't you glad you made the drive now?
Do you want a sectional or a love seat?
So, Jim, what is Jim's full name?
Jim Hunter.
That's got to be a DJ name. Oh,
no, yeah. That's his real name.
Really?
Real name. Mm-hmm.
What's
really?
His social security number?
What turns him
487?
On?
So Jim, was Jim in the radio business when he came back, or had he been out of the radio business?
Yeah,
or?
The radio business was mean to him.
Oh, really? And, no, it's mean to all of us.
Yeah.
At one time or another, it's mean to all. Unless you're on KCJJ and you have a wonderful guy like Steve that keeps your show alive and keeps it on his radio station, you know, and we're very happy to be on. We really are. We
value
that.
I couldn't do anything about the show anyway because people absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when somebody gets killed and we have to go to, like, news.
Right.
They're very upset that... that your show, not that the people were killed, but that your show was free up.
Way to spin that.
Not quite sure how to handle that one,
yeah.
Steve. That's interesting.
So anything that comes up in the news that's national, you preempt us. Good to know.
So we like KCJJ. We're glad to be on KCJJ.
Yes.
But that's not what we want to talk to you about. We want to talk to you about your own personal story. And what got you into Washington, D.C. this week? Because there's a story behind it, correct?
Yes. I got into Washington, D.C. with a Buick.
So what? Thank you. Did you really drive a Buick?
Yes. Deary Brothers Ford Lincoln, by the way, trade.
There. A newer one?
There. What kind of? I got you treated, Patrick.
That's McConaughey over here.
Are we going to get a chance to meet your brother Wolfgang?
Yes.
We'll say hi to your wife Jan also,
yes.
And we'll find out about this brother that you've been estranged from for 30 years.
Yes.
This is the Steve Soboroff / Bridges story on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Not too long ago, I went to a theater.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Take it from me, FanDuel makes every single football game more exciting. I will tell you that this is not one of my better weeks on FanDuel, but I totally get into it. I was into it yesterday. I probably should put a little more time next week into my FanDuel lineup, yes?
With 300 competitors this week?
Yes, competitors in the Mike O'Mara Show FanDuel League, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm at number 244, but I have 8 quarters to go, so I could definitely place up.
Oh, you've got a couple of people going the Monday night game.
So we will see. You finished at 129th.
Yeah, I'm done.
Intern Adrian, number 84, so not a banner week for him.
Yes.
Our leader, though, do you want to reveal it?
Yes, the leader of the Mike O'Mara Show FanDuel Fantasy Football League, the Big Poobah, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, is...
Marcus Serta!
Have you ever played fantasy football and won? And so he's in the running to win the $200 this week.
Honorable mention also, I think Seth Frumkin is in second and Z Bakri is in third. We'll have final results for you tomorrow.
FanDuel is the trusted leader in one-week fantasy football. The money is real. FanDuel expects to pay out $2 billion this year. $2 billion.
Wow.
Imagine that. So easy. Just pick your players, stay under the salary cap, then sit back on Sunday and watch your team win. Entries start at just $1. Last week, Wayne from Idaho won $10,000 on a $2 entry fee.
Wow.
That could be you if you just try FanDuel. Join Wayne and over 1 million others who have already won money on FanDuel. Come play with us. All of us play, as you just heard, and you can compete against Mike, Rob, and Oscar by going to FanDuel.com/TMOS. $5 buys a lot of fun. Just go to FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code TMOS and sign up now. Here's a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com. FanDuel, where every day is a new season. Sign up today. We are here all together in the studio in Washington, D.C. We're here with Steve Bridges. And Steve's wife, Jan, is here, also from the radio station, and Steve's brother, Wolfgang. So I'm going to turn it over to you. I want to hear about the whole Steve Bridges story as to what got you here. You're a storyteller. You tell me what's going on. What happened? Why are you here? And what's the deal?
Okay, in September of 2002, my dad passed away.
Okay.
And on the day that he passed away, my mother said, by the way, you have a half-brother in Germany named Wolfgang. And then she dropped it. And I thought, well, she thought my dad had an affair or whatever, it was the war.
Right.
She died 4 months later. Then a year
later. So your mom and your dad both passed away within
4 months. Oh. They were married 59 years.
That's it's amazing how many times that actually happens.
Yeah.
That
I've been married to Chan for 42 years. It's about time to stop. Year went by. I was still having a little bit of problems dealing with it. I came home one day with just a terrible headache. After an airing of Rob Spiewak playing 20 minutes of Alan Sherman.
Really? In 2002? Then you still owe me for that show, though.
So I came home with a terrible headache, and I have dreams. The psychic that we have on Friday mornings.
Oh, God.
Bonnie. Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen.
Here we go. Okay. listening. I've been on with her one time.
She's a great
she
carny.
Always said.
Digress.
She always said, you have three other siblings. And I'd always argue with her, and I'd say, no, I have two other siblings. And we'd argue. We argued for 19, 20 years.
About she'd the fact always, that you have an extra sibling.
Yes.
Right.
And so I go to the door. There's a knock on the door. I go to the door. I open up the door, and I'm groggy because I was sleeping. And I see my father standing on the other side of the door.
Let me just rewind, because I don't do your show every day, and I will have a nervous breakdown if I let this continue.
Yes.
Because we're not going to call you Steve Bridges. We'll call you Steve Non Sequitur, because you went from, I had a headache, I have dreams.
There's
so
a carnival
let me just
psychic.
To rewind. You go to sleep, and you have a dream. You dream things.
Yes.
You see people in dreams.
Yes.
So you went to sleep.
Yeah.
And suddenly you see your father in your dream?
No.
What?
I hear a knock on the door. I think I'm still dreaming.
Oh, you hear a knock on the door?
Yes.
You're awake at this point.
I am.
Okay.
But I don't know that I am yet.
Okay.
I go to the door and I open it and I see what looks like my father when he was in his 50s and early 60s standing at the door.
Wow.
And he says to me, Stephen. I am your brother. That's my German accent.
That's good.
Stephen, I am your brother, Wolfgang. And that was the first time that I had met Wolfgang.
So you actually see a vision.
Yes.
Of a young version of your father.
Yes, but it's...
Oh, so it's this guy for real. So he came to visit you.
Yes.
He just showed up.
What, did he just show up?
Yes.
And this is Wolfgang.
Yes.
So, and he looked like a younger version
exactly
of your
father? He looks like my father.
Really?
Yes.
This is fascinating. Did you know that he was coming, Jan?
Oh, not at all. I mean, I was, at that time, I was still working, you know, as a school counselor. And I was at the high school where I worked. And Steve called me and said, are you sitting down? And I said, no, I'm busy. He said, well, I think you need to sit down. I was like, well, whatever. So I sat down and he said, my brother came. I'm like, Michael? That's his older brother.
His older brother?
No, Wolfgang. I mean, he had mentioned this comment by his mom, you know, right after their father died. And we didn't think anything more of it. We just thought, well, you know, there's no basis in fact. Sometimes
did his mother give him the name Wolfgang when she
Wolfgang.
Told him about it? So
right.
she and then Wolfgang just showed up.
He did with his daughter,
wow.
Monica.
That's incredible. And
so he said, my brother is here. His name is Wolfgang, and he is with his daughter Monica. And I think you need to come home.
Oh wow!
So I went to the principal and I said, oh, we've had a shocking event at our house. My husband has
So your mother, she never spoke of it after she told you.
No, not at all.
And then how long after that did Wolfgang show up at
your door? 1 year.
1 year? And he just showed up. So how did it go from there? Tell me.
We got an interpreter. We discovered in talking that we grew up liking the same things. And that our mothers, even though they're separate, were ridiculously alike.
My father
would zone in.
How did you? When did you determine that you needed to get a German interpreter? I mean, or how did that happen?
It was on another visit that he had made. We got an interpreter.
Right.
Did you trade it out?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
So did you, when he first showed up,
he just showed up for a night.
Just for a night, and there was a language barrier, right?
Okay. He said he was on his way to Chicago, and I said, where are you going? And he kept saying, Bundy, Bundy, and with his hands making like a fountain.
Bundy.
A fountain. Yeah, he wanted to see the fountain and Married with Children.
Oh, see, if I...
Alan Peck Bundy.
Bundy.
Yeah.
Bundy. If I was hearing Bundy, Bundy, and I was where you live, I would have thought that he wanted to go out to the lumberyard. We went out to the lumberyard and saw some Bundy. We did. It was... how long has it been from the first time you saw Wolfgang until now? How much time has passed?
That was in 2003. So
you've had a relationship.
Had a relationship.
You guys have seen each other over the years,
and we've been to Dusseldorf and visited him.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, that is truly and Wolfgang is he able to speak English now? Or
so what?
Wolfgang, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Excuse my English, not very.
That's okay. That's okay. And you like seeing your half brother Steve, right? You get together.
When I saw him, at the first moment there was so much sympathy, it was great.
Oh, that's it. So even though you didn't speak English, you got along with him, right?
I learned English when I was 16.
In school, so it's been a long time since you've done that. Oh, wow, that is fascinating. So what's the most amazing thing about the meeting your half-brother and the entire experience, Steve? What's been the coolest experience?
Other than the trade from the travel agency, Weinbrenner.
Oh, God.
Can you get through anything without mentioning your clients? How was the auction, by the way? Was it successful?
Excellent.
Yeah, good for you. All right.
No, it just... I've got an odd family. We were all separated when we became adults. My younger brother is schizophrenic, bipolar.
Okay.
And we can't really deal with him.
So, okay. Right. And is there another brother?
And then I've got an older brother.
That's the one you haven't seen in 30 years.
Yes.
And you're going to see him?
I'm going to see him tomorrow night.
Is Wolfgang coming with you?
Yes. Well, this will be the first time that Wolfgang meets him. Like, he just decided a few months ago, my older brother, that he wanted to see me. And I said, okay, well, you have another brother, Wolfgang. Do you want to meet him? And he said, yes.
Now, the estranged brother lives in Silver Spring.
Oh, so that's why you're here?
Yes.
Is that why it's Washington, D.C.?
Centrally located, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And he works for the government?
He works, something in the government is really all I know.
So 30 years is a long time. 30-plus years is a long time. Is there, sometimes it just happens. Sometimes there's a catalyst for it. What's the reason we didn't see
it? Couldn't tell you. Seriously.
But there was no desire on your part.
No desire on my part to separate.
But you knew something was wrong?
Family, when you have someone with mental illness, it's how your family deals with it with the other people in the family that makes a big difference. I don't know that this is his case and our case.
But this had something.
When you have a child growing up and you have somebody that you don't know what they're going to do next, you don't think your child's safe around them, you
So the younger brother that had the mental illness, yes. And this is, you know, God, is this timely to talk about this right. during this time when we have so many discussions about mental illness? Obviously, that was the upsetting factor that maybe
it may
had
have,
people go
it
separate
may have
ways.
Been and how my parents dealt with it and enabled it. This is not a joke or anything, but he ended up, younger brother ended up in Leavenworth.
Okay.
And they couldn't handle him, so he ended up in the super prison.
And that's where he is now?
No, he's out now.
He's out now.
No, but that's what we do with mentally ill people, is they end up in prison.
And he is out now. Is there any desire to connect with him? Because it's too upsetting.
Yeah,
obviously. Yeah. And that would be the way your older brother would feel about it as
yes.
well.
Yeah.
So the whole family. You have one person, and I have a large extended family.
Sure.
And you know, I think one thing, if there's one irrefutable truth that I have learned in my 56 years on this planet, is that there are no normal families. I don't care. Yeah,
you're right.
You might even say that you've got a perfect family. You know, you have Camelot. You talk about the Kennedys with Patrick Kennedy writing the book about Ted Kennedy right now. I think every family has their issues. There are certain degrees, but I have the one thing that I seem to revisit again and again when I talk to people about their family situations is that I think all families have some degree of a messed up factor in there.
Sure.
And I think that's the way it happens. I would also think that as we age, as we get older, there's probably a mellowing and there is a desire to reconnect. I know that I'm experiencing that being up in Maine with my own family, and it's a positive. And so I would ask you that question with 30 plus years of separation between you and your older brother. I would imagine this is going to be an emotional experience for you.
I would. There's emotions, but, I'm not expecting too much.
Are you bitter? Are you bitter at all because of the separation?
I'm not. I know at one point in time I was. I'm not really. You don't get it. You don't get why there was a separation. You don't get why the family was like it was. You don't. There's a lot of pieces I can't put together. I don't know that my father knew about Wolfgang. My mother was extremely secretive. They sent letters. His mother sent letters to my father. I don't know that he ever saw them.
Ah, so your mother might have intercepted them.
I don't know that he whether he did or he didn't. So there's pieces missing.
Yeah. So you're going to see, tomorrow night, you're going to see the brother you haven't seen in 30 years.
Yes.
And Wolfgang's going to meet him for his half brother for the first time.
Yes.
Do you anticipate there will be discussions about life and the separation and why and the younger brother? Or do you think it'll be?
Because
you're kind of like, hey, how are you? And he'll be like, if he's like you, he'll be like, hey, what's the older brother's name?
Hey, let's get the Heinz ketchup made in Muscatina, Iowa.
what's the older brother's name? What's this?
David Michael.
Hey, David. Hey, Steve. What's happening? Okay, is Wolfgang your half brother? Great, thanks. Yeah.
We don't know if Mom ever showed the letters.
You want some pie? You want some pie? I don't want any pie. We ate earlier.
Hey, I got a Buick that I traded out. You want to see my car?
Yeah. You ever going to get over to Germany?
Speaking of pie, they've got great pie at Perkins.
Yeah, right across
the Carlsville Strip.
Perkins. Yeah, well, Perkins is big on their pies.
Yeah,
we have Perkins down in Florida.
Yeah, but he doesn't trade with the Perkins in Florida.
Give the microphone back to Jan for a second, because I want to ask you, because I'm not going to get it from him.
Okay.
Is this emotional for him? Is this an emotional time for him?
Oh, I think it is. Steve has
sorry about that. This is
Steve
our fabulous
has really become,
audio.
You know, he is very much, emotionally attached to our son and to our grandchildren. And I think for him, you know, having this positive relationship with Wolfgang, even though they live in two different countries, speak two different languages, there is still this connection that he hasn't felt with those two other brothers.
Right.
One because it's dangerous, the other one because that brother chose not to be close to us. And I come from a very, very close family situation. I only have one sibling, a sister. We do a sister's vacation every year. I mean, we are so, so connected.
Right.
Yeah, but there's always, there's always dynamics.
Always.
There are always,
always
issues.
Always.
She's and you a big work sister. I'm the baby sister. You know, there's all that kind of stuff going on. But I think it's more emotional than he really lets on. I think we're hopeful that, yeah, Mike has moved past whatever barriers there were to his, you know, connecting with Wolfgang, and that he can embrace the fact that, yeah, he has this other half-brother, and, you know, all we want from each other just to be connected. That's it.
You know what? Isn't that really what we all want?
Really?
We all want a little connection.
I mean, we do.
I think that's what it's all about. I think it's a fascinating story.
I think
it's absolutely incredible. Oh. And good luck. And I hope everything goes well. And I hope that, you know, will there be any drinking, Steve? Will that,
I will be drinking.
You will be drinking?
I don't drink.
You don't drink at all, right?
I don't drink.
Oh, see, that's
Wolfgang will have a beer.
Maybe.
Maybe some schnapps.
Gives him a headache.
Some schnapps. Some schnapps. Yeah. Schnapps. Yeah. And nine. Okay. Whatever. Irish. Lots of schnapps.
Lots
with these guys. Lots of schnapps. Wednesday night, Glover Park. Mad Fox Taproom. All right. You know, when I'm here, I forget how just delightful the audio chain is here. It's so
beautiful. Well, you don't notice it, really.
You really don't
notice
it.
Until now.
It's just as bad as it sounds when I'm up in Maine. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with more fun. We got the news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I am Gary Stein.
He is the father of Ben Stein, who is our guest this week, an extraordinary musician who happens to be your son.
Isn't that surprising?
That he's your son?
Yes, he's good. Talented. Yes.
Also on the show, the real or fake movie game.
Oh, not again.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe at iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. Well, folks, the NFL season is in full swing, and SeatGeek is the place to get tickets to this week's game. Our listeners can use the promo code TMOS on SeatGeek's app and get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek does tons of things that other ticketing sites don't. SeatGeek pulls in ticket options from hundreds of online ticket sellers, and they create a one-stop shop for tickets. You'll see virtually every ticket option on one page. No need to go anywhere else. Here's something that I love about SeatGeek, too. They have a technology called Deal Score that calculates the value of every ticket. It ranks them from 1 to 100 and then color codes them so you can tell at a glance the best ticket at the best value. Finally, the SeatGeek mobile app makes the ticket buying process seamless and easy. No more typing in squiggly letters that you can't read. On SeatGeek, you only need two quick taps. There's no faster way to buy tickets. To redeem your promo code and save $20 on tickets, just download the free SeatGeek app today and enter the code TMOS in the app. Then SeatGeek will send you $20 when you make your first SeatGeek purchase, and every ticket on SeatGeek is backed by a 100% guarantee. Download that free SeatGeek app and use the code TMOS and do it today.
News.
There we go. Time for news you may not need, everybody. According to experts, taking a break from drinking can have huge health benefits. So, see, you're ahead of the game, Steve Bridges.
Way ahead of the
that's
game.
Great.
Yeah. Too bad I had cancer.
Yes, that's...
Why did I bring that up?
That is too bad.
You know, he's getting it all in there, you know?
Yeah. Do you know that's the best weight loss program you can get on?
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Chemo?
That's
the
good stuff.
Come off.
Yeah, they just fall off. Here are four things that happen when you stop drinking. You sleep better. I know this for a fact.
True.
One recent study found that drinking before bed increases alpha wave patterns in your brain, which usually happens when you're awake but resting. I don't nearly imbibe like I used to, but when I do, that's the worst part. I stay up. I don't sleep well at all. And when I used to be, like, when I owned my restaurant and I would be out, you know, pounding them every single night, I slept like a baby. Not anymore. Mm. Now I'll have two drinks after dinner, and if I have a third, I'm screwed.
Oh, man.
I'm absolutely screwed, and I will not sleep. I'll stay up till 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be wrecked the next day.
What if you drink when you get up?
That's good.
That's okay.
That's what I did this morning.
Sure.
Number two, you end up with more money in your bank account. That's, yeah. All right.
Of course.
Number three, you lose weight. A study in 2013 found that women ate 30% more after they had the equivalent of two drinks. That's true also.
Makes you
eat. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Mm. And number four, your skin looks healthier. Alcohol dehydrates you, which dries your skin out. I think smoking and drinking really does wreak havoc on the skin. But I've got Irish skin. I've got Ed Turney skin anyway. I'm going to be Bill O'Reilly, and, you know, it's just going to be like bloody marks and blotches. And, like, yeah, I mean, it's Irish skin.
Turney's
I've got Irish
world.
Skin. Yeah, Turney. Remember that?
God, Mike, I haven't thought of Ed Turney in quite some
time.
He
had horrible skin. I've had the same. Not as bad as him, but anyway. There it is.
There we
That's
go.
That's a little louder. Dick Van Dyke turns 90 years old in December, and in a new interview, he shares some tips for growing old and enjoying your retirement years. Here are the five tips that Dick Van Dyke, who turned 90, and Steve just turned 90, so this is...
No, come on.
This will be...
And so did Ed Turney.
And Ed Turney. I don't think he's... I don't think Ed's with us any longer.
Oh, that's a shame.
Number one, keep moving. That's his main piece of advice, the title of his new book, which comes out tomorrow. The full title is Keep Moving and Other Tips and Truths About Aging. Number two, don't start going down the stairs sideways. It feels good on your knees.
What?
But it throws the hips out and the back starts to go out. The next thing you know, you've fallen down and broken your hip. So even if it hurts a little, go down the stairs front way.
Smart.
Steve, remember that when you leave our building.
I just bend over and just slide.
Slide down. Number three, everyone should dance and everyone should sing. Everybody can sing. That you do it badly is no reason not to. Dick Van Dyke, had the pleasure of interviewing him a couple of times,
yeah.
And really, he's a cool guy. Number four, don't fear death. Quote, you have to realize that you do have a terminal condition, but I very much live in the present, and I really don't worry much about it. And, you know, I just was with my 95-year-old mom, and
like that.
She's talking about it more, but there's no fear there. And that gives older people a sense of peace, and it's fun to watch. And because she's got it, I don't worry about it that much because she's kind of gotten that acceptance, and that's 95. That's the way you do that. And number five, Dick says he thinks the hardest part of getting old is giving up things that you enjoy doing. For him, he can't play tennis anymore, but he adds, quote, almost anyone can find that one immersing hobby or pastime that they love to do. And I totally agree
that's
with
true.
That.
Very true.
You know, and to be honest with you, at 56, I don't have to worry about that type of thing yet. But I think that is a key if you find something that you really love
about
to do.
About 6 months ago, Dick Van Dyke was on the show The Middle playing brother to his brother, Jerry Van Dyke. And it was so great. I can't believe he's that old.
Right.
He comes off like he's maybe 65.
Yeah, because he's in great shape.
Amazing.
And I think he does what he's telling everybody else to do. Justin Bieber isn't happy that his equipment's been splashed all over the internet. He's even threatened lawsuits over the photos. This was all over the internet all weekend. Justin's dad, Jeremy, he doesn't seem too stressed about
Jeremy
it.
Jeremy Bieber?
This is about as gross as it gets. This is his estranged father, by the way.
Of course.
At least he was. He tweeted, quote...
Does he also have a German father?
So, you have a son, and there's a naked picture of him online.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be quiet about it.
Yeah, stay away from it.
I'm not
going to
get out there. So, this piece of crap... This is what he tweeted. What do you feed that thing? # proud daddy.
Oh, trash.
Yeah, I mean, is there any more? Is that
That's
it's
why
as
he's
trashy
estranged.
As it? Absolutely. He deleted it later, but he still got some backlash, including this tweet from moral crusader Bette Midler. This is Bette's quote. Dad tweeted he's proud of his son's penis size. I think the biggest tool in this situation is the dad who abandoned his son. Only she didn't use the word tool. So
okay. Good for her.
You know, between Seth Rogen talking to Donald Trump and Bette Midler, I love these mean tweets from celebrities. Justin was raised by his mother, as we mentioned, who was never married to Jeremy, but Justin says he has a good relationship with his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. I'm
happy. Proud dad.
Proud dad. What do you feed that thing? Hey,
Dave.
Shia LaBeouf, another wonderful human being, was arrested last Thursday night for public intoxication
again?
In Austin, Texas. Witnesses say it all started when Shia and a woman tried to get into a bar. Here we go. Shia.
Okay.
Shia, time for rehab. Time for permanent. You know, you got to be like Steve Bridges. No more alcohol.
That's right.
Then he ran into the street, jaywalked in front of some cops. They told him to stop, but he kept doing it, so they took him in. Police say Shia was a little belligerent and uncooperative, but they didn't have to use force. He was released after posting bail and yesterday tweeted this.
This is just, this is the only thing he wrote on his tweet. I talk, just not to you.
Oh, God. Part two.
There you go. Part two. Way to remind me. Here's something you think we'd hear more often. Charlie Sheen was forcibly removed from a bar on Saturday night. He spent the day fishing, then hit up Hennessy's Tavern in Dana Point, California.
Charlie, beautiful, right next to Laguna Beach.
Dana Point is pretty? Okay. Mm-hmm. 4 hours later, he was hammered. He was being friendly and taking pictures with people until one woman started shooting video of him. He slapped the phone out of her hand, and a bouncer wrapped him up and walked him out the door. Outside the bar, Charlie was still a little wound up, but he made sure to shake the hand of the guy who tossed him out of the bar.
He's a good guy. He's nice running. Fella. There you go. You got to be pleasant about it.
Winning. And now a little something something like this is really a high stakes version of the dog ate my homework. Cops in Palmetto, Florida, the nicest part of the state, spotted 26-year-old Relaford Cooper III speeding on Wednesday night, so they tried to pull him over, but he took off and got into a high-speed chase with them. It only ended when he crashed into a house a few minutes later, so he took off on foot. He ran into a Pentecostal church to try to hide, but the people inside didn't want any part of giving him sanctuary and chased him right out to the cops. As they were arresting him, he said he hadn't been driving, quote, "My dog was driving that car."
Oh, no.
The cops didn't buy it, and he was arrested for drunk driving, resisting arrest, and leaving the scene. There's no word on whether he even had his dog in the car. In truth, the dog was inside the Pentecostal church speaking perfect English. There you go. You see, that's a whole speaking in tongues. Thing. Yeah, Wolfgang. Wolfgang loved that. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is the Internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Now that's loud.
You know, it's almost time.
That
for the
is that is as
year.
Perfectly loud as anything I will hear.
The entire TMOS gang is coming to the Mad Fox Tap Room in Glover Park, Washington D.C., USA, Wednesday, October 14th, from 6 to 9 p.m. Come hang out with Mike, Oscar, Rob, and the whole gang. The Mad Fox Tap Room is conveniently located at 2218 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest. For directions, check out MadFoxBrewing.com. But it's easy to find. It's right across the street from the Bagel Bakery. So come out for the meet and greet. It's truly a mitzvah. Mermelstein out.
Steve Mermelstein. No one has heard more clearly and more pristinely on this podcast than Steve Mermelstein.
And the man deserves it.
That's wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Hiring qualified employees is one of the hardest parts about being a business owner. It's also extraordinarily important. Face it, your company is only as good as the people you hire, so you need to hire the best. But to find the best, you can't rely on one single job posting. And when you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites until now. Enter ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post to over 100 job sites with a single click, instantly match yourself to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million. Just one post, and within 24 hours, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that ZipRecruiter takes the torture out of the hiring process. It is, and I quote, faster, easier, and the source for the best employees. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. Shouldn't you give it a try? What I want you to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com today, and it's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for today. This is Monday, October 12, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
October 12, a big day today. Big Daddy would have been 101 years old.
Wow.
And also, I know where you were 19 years ago this very day. You were standing next to a disc jockey and having him play a song for me and Carrie because it's our anniversary.
Oh, that's very sweet. There you go.
19 years ago, this very day, Mike had them play It Had to Be You.
It Had to Be You.
By Harry Connick Jr.
Yep.
And, 19 years, many of them happy. And
Gary, I love you. Happy anniversary.
Today is also my son's 36th
Shane's birthday, right?
Yeah, happy birthday, Shane. Shane.
Oh, cool. Shane, wonderful. That's 36. Boy, everybody's the time flies. You've been almost married almost 20 years?
Yeah, our marriage can vote.
What is the 20-year? What is the...
Arsenic.
You can turn me down a little. Now it's a little loud. What is the 20-year?
I don't know what it is. Pony, can you look it up? Not anymore, Mike.
No, what is like... Five, I think.
Yeah, wood, and then...
Well, paper is one, and then I think wood is
five.
Isn't
it 25 years you get silver?
25 is silver, 50 is gold.
50 is gold.
20 is nothing.
20-something, trust me.
That'll do it like rock, paper,
scissors.
I think
it's a delicious burger from Bo James in downtown Iowa City.
I like it now that he's done. That was the one that moved it into the comedy zone.
20 years is... China.
Oh, fantastic. China. Very good. Well, happy anniversary,
Thank
Rob.
Thank you very much.
And
Appreciate
happy
it.
Birthday, Shane.
And also, let's shout out to CJ.
Hey!
You want to know this. Caitlyn Jenner's still hitting from the men's tees.
I still hit the ball long, and so I technically could go to the ladies' tees. But in the spirit of golf, I'm still playing from the men's. It's the only thing, actually, I do from the man's side anymore.
And there you go. So if you
good for him.
Oh, hi.
That's a good shot. Great shot.
Thanks, Caitlin.
That
was part of our weekend. I took the kids to see Jerry Lewis.
Oh, my God.
I did.
How many times have you seen Jerry Lewis in the last 6 months?
In the last year, I've seen him three times.
Three times.
And this time he was in, of all places, Culpeper, Virginia. And I was shocked that was the venue they chose. But
right.
I did tape the performance, and he explains why it's Culpeper here. But Jerry is, you know what? He's almost 92, and it was a lucky night. We got happy Jerry. We got happy Jerry because it was a sellout. It wasn't cranky Jerry like we've seen in the past.
Was he in a wheelchair?
No, but he had a cane.
Oh, so he wasn't even in a wheelchair.
No, he came out and he sat down. He did maybe 45 minutes of clips and jokes, and they said he would do Q&A. He did not, and then they screened the movie The Bellboy, which was actually, it was fun to watch Robert actually laugh at a black and white movie. But here's Jerry when he came out at the State Theater in Culpeper.
Here's Jerry. Thank you very much. Ah, that's good sound. I can hear me now. Yes. Good evening. And, that's so nice. And I gotta let you know, I was at the... Library of Congress today. Most fantastic experience I've ever had in my life. And to think I had to come to Culpeper.
He's doing Culpeper dick. Hold on, Rob. I can't hear. So what did he say?
He said, I went to the Library of Congress, and to think to do it, I had to come to Culpeper. And he did. He did a little bit of shtick about Culpeper. But what it turns out is that Culpeper is where they house the motion pictures for the Library of Congress. And they have for the last 60 years. And he's just donated his entire catalog. And as he said, they're restoring them and making them perfect. All of my movies are going to live on be perfect.
How do your kids like Jerry?
Robert had a good time. Robert really enjoyed it. Julia's complaint is that it was too loud. I said, after seeing Wiz Khalifa, this was too loud. But you know what? I thanked them. I said, you know what? I know there's things you'd rather do, but this means a lot to me, and I'm glad we're going out there as a family. And I don't think Jerry's got a lot more appearances left in him.
Well, yeah, and you're certainly catching him all, you're covered.
Yeah, so
see. If he drops dead tomorrow, you know, you got him.
Hey, you know what? I shall walk through this world but once.
That's right, everybody. I like the Culpeper shtick.
It was pretty funny. And we close Amy Schumer on another lackluster episode of Saturday Night Live, but I did like this in her monologue.
We have to be a role model for these little girls, because who do they have? All they have, literally, is the Kardashians. And is that a great message for little girls? A whole family of women who take the faces they were born with as, like, a light suggestion? Is that great? No. And like, we used to have Chloe, you know? Chloe was ours, right? But then Chloe, she lost half her body weight. Like, Chloe just, she left us. She lost a Kendall. We have nothing.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Steve Bridges.
Yay!
congratulations on seeing your long-lost brother after all this time, and thank you for all you do at KCJJ, and thanks for keeping the Mike O'Mara Show alive out there. We appreciate that.
Thanks for being a part of the station for the last 20 years.
Oh, thank you
very much.
It's hard
thank
to believe
you.
It's been that long, and next year maybe we get a chance to get out to Iowa.
Love to get back out
there again. That's it. We got to get out of here. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We've got a big appearance coming up this Wednesday night from 6 till 9. We are going to be... We're going to be redoing all the audio in this. nice to drop by once in a while. We're going to be out at the Mad Fox Tap Room in Glover Park from 6 till 9. What is the street address for that fabulous
place? Oh, you want to know how to get there if you're in the Washington, D.C. area?
Absolutely.
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Northwest, Mike.
Should be a lot of fun. We want to see you out there. That's this Wednesday, just a couple of nights from now. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere. Until I tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, good.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.